from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. Terrorist suspects have been taken into custody. Greek police say they have detained at least four people for questioning in connection with a foiled terrorist plot to attack Belgian police. A police source says authorities are seeking to determine if the four arrested on Saturday include Abdelhamid Abbaoud, the suspected mastermind of a suspected terrorist cell dismantled by Belgian police on Thursday. Israel and the United States are criticizing a decision by the International Criminal Court to consider the possibility that war crimes were committed against the Palestinians last year. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blasted the International Criminal Court in The Hague for launching a preliminary inquiry into possible war crimes during the Gaza conflict last year. Mr. Netanyahu said the Islamic militant group Hamas fired thousands of rockets at Israeli civilians while using Palestinian civilians as human shields. The Palestinian Authority, which governs the West Bank, says it is pleased that its request for a war crimes inquiry was accepted by the ICC. The United States has backed Israel's right to self-defense and criticized the Palestinian initiative. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thousands of Chadian troops have arrived in Cameroon to help the Central African nation fight the Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram. A Cameroon state radio journalist based in the town of Kusari on the border with Chad told VOA in a telephone interview that thousands of Chadian soldiers came into Cameroon in a convoy of military trucks Saturday morning. More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerians marched into the streets of the capital, Abuja, Saturday, calling for change in the wake of a deadly attack on northeastern towns that has likely killed hundreds and left thousands more displaced. Calling themselves the Youth Advocates for Change, about 150 people marched through the center of Abuja. The Islamist terrorist group Boko Haram made headlines earlier this month when it attacked the area around Baga, a fishing village in the northeastern Borno state. Next month, Nigerians will vote in a high-stakes presidential election that will pit incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan against former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. On Saturday, we go to the story on the Pope now. Pope Francis traveled to the far eastern Philippine city of Tacloban Saturday to comfort survivors of Super Typhoon Haiyan, which devastated the region in November of 2013. Simone Orendain has a report.
Pope Francis told the crowd that he felt he had to be here when he saw footage of the devastation from Super Typhoon Haiyan in November 2013. He says, "Father, you may say to me, Jesus let me down because I lost my house, I lost my family. It's true, you would say that, and I respect that, but there is Jesus on the cross." The 2013 storm hit a region already hobbled by poverty, and church officials say the Pope was determined to get to the day's events despite bad weather. College student Majesty Okan and her friend said it was well worth the wait.
"We're so blessed that we get to see him and hear his message."
Simone Orendain for VOA News, Tacloban.
Saturday, Somalia's prime minister dissolved his cabinet just hours before it was to face a confidence vote in parliament. Abdulaziz Bilo has the story for VOA from Mogadishu.
Prime Minister Omar Abdirashid Ali Sharmake appointed his 60-man cabinet less than a week ago, but he dissolved the full council of ministers on Saturday just before his choices were due to face a confidence vote in Somalia's federal parliament. Some opposition to Mr. Sharmake's cabinet was expected, but he did not discuss the background of his decision. He asked Parliament to grant him an extra 14 days so he could form a competent and inclusive government, and that was quickly given. Abdulaziz Biro for VOA News, Mogadishu.
Officials in Malawi say massive flooding has killed at least 176 people and that more rain is in the forecast over the next 2 to 3 weeks. The United Nations estimates 110,000 people have been forced out of their homes due to the flooding. Reporting from Washington, I'm Vincent Bruce.
That's the latest world news from VOA.